We live in a culture that values youth. We don't want to grow old, or at least we don't want to look old. And there are products guaranteed to prevent our skin from aging, creams that will make the lines and the wrinkles disappear, that will take off the years. And we are encouraged by marketers and advertisers to strive for youth and for the youthful appearance, to at all costs avoid aging. And certainly, most certainly above all else, we don't ever talk about mortality, about death. And yet, on this night, we gather to keep Ash Wednesday, using ashes created by burning last year's palms, those very palms that we carried and waved on Palm Sunday. On this night, we smudge our foreheads with that ash and hear the words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." On this night, we are confronted with the reality, in fact, with the certainty, that we are mortal. Like all humans, and in fact all of creation, we all will die. And we are connected to the entire created order through the fact that we have a lifespan, that we will come at some point to the end of life. Now, we are reminded of our mortality this night not to be morbid and not to depress ourselves, but to be honest, to embrace reality, to accept in a public and visible way that we are not the creator. We are the creatures. God has created us and not the other way around. It can be difficult to remember this fact. Through the year, we can become self-absorbed. We can focus on our own needs, our desires, get wrapped up in our own lives. We can forget God, and we can forget one another. We can become so caught up in ourselves that we forget that it is God who created us, who sustains us by giving us all that we need. And we can fail to see the ways that we have failed to live up to the glory of God. In our first lesson tonight from the prophet Joel, we hear a call of alarm. Blow the trumpet, sound the alarm. The day of the Lord is coming. God is coming to judge the people for the ways they have turned away from God. The people will be judged for their sins. So the prophet calls the people to turn from their ways, to repent, to return to God with all their heart, to fast, to weep, to mourn. Joel tells the people to rend your hearts, not your garments. Now, tearing one's garments was a way of showing repentance for sins. God tells the people through Joel, this is not enough. Rather, God says, rend your hearts instead. Open wide your hearts to God. Become vulnerable. Let your hearts be torn open so there's room for God to enter. Rend your hearts so you can return, offering all of your hearts to God, making a total commitment to the Lord. Joel invites the people to return to God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Though we are imperfect and frail creatures, God loves us. God forgives us not because we are worthy, not because we repent. God forgives us because it is God's nature to forgive. God loves us because it is God's nature to love. It is God's nature to have compassion and mercy. Joel calls the people to repentance not to win God's favor, but so the people's hearts will be rendered open. They will be open to God. God is calling the people into a new state of being, to union with God, to loving relationship with God. In our gospel, Jesus speaks to this giving over of our hearts to God's love. Our superficial actions, Jesus tells us, which are undertaken for others to see, are not what God desires. Rather, God wants conversion of heart. Jesus warns, "Beware of practicing your piety before others to be seen." If you are pious so you can be congratulated by other people, that's your reward. You have it. Jesus instead says, "Be pious privately. Don't do it for others to see. Don't do it for show, for them to notice." So Jesus says, when you give alms, don't tell anyone. Do it in secret. And when you pray, go to your room. When you fast, don't look dismal. Don't look so that all will know you are fasting. Rather, do it quietly, not for others to see. Jesus tells us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Do not go about gathering the treasures of this world. They fade away. They will do us no good. Rather, let our hearts be converted to what matters most, to the kingdom of God. And tonight's gospel suggests how this is done. Jesus says, whenever you give alms, whenever you pray, whenever you fast, not if you do these things, but when you do them. To be a follower of Jesus is to give alms, to care for those in need, care for those who do not have what they need to live. We are called to open our hearts in generosity, just as God has been generous to us. We are called to pray regularly, to pray corporately as we are this night in celebrating this Eucharist, as well as privately, in our rooms with the door shut. We are to daily open ourselves to God's presence, to listen for God, to allow the Holy Spirit to breathe in and through us. We are called to fast. Now, this one I know is not so popular these days, but I think in this age when those of us who are middle class have more than enough of what we need, including food, depriving ourselves can open us to God in a new way. Giving in to our cravings can get in the way, for some of us at least, of knowing God. Doing without not only puts us in touch with our needs and the power of our desires, it can open space for God in new ways. And it certainly reminds us that we are frail creatures. It allows us to put our trust in God. Lent is the time for rending our hearts, for listening to God's call, for opening our very lives to God in new ways. It is a season for daring to assert that we are not God. We are not in charge. We are finite, mortal creatures of our loving God. And we need God to enter in, to dwell with us, to tame our unruly wills. So we come on this Ash Wednesday night to confess to God the ways that we have strayed over the past year. We come in honesty, in humility, and in vulnerability. And we come offering our hearts, our repentance, and give thanks for God's loving mercy and compassion. We put on the ashes of our mortality and our repentance this night, not out of shame, but of honesty. Shame separates us from God's love, causes us to turn away in unworthiness. In Christ Jesus, we have been made worthy by his death and resurrection. Rather than shame, we come as people who stand in need of forgiveness. We come this night to rend our hearts, opening them to the one who loves us more than we can ever know, opening them to our Creator, who desires to dwell in deep relationship with us. And we come trusting that God will forgive us, that God will give us the grace we need to live the lives to which we are called. In a few moments, we will be invited to keep a holy Lent. May we graciously accept the gift of this season, a season that is a time to put right our relationship with God, with our neighbor, and with ourselves. May we examine our lives to see where we need to repent and be converted. And may we commit ourselves to 40 days of faithful prayer, of study of God's holy word, and of fasting from those things which take our attention away from God. May we offer this night our hearts to God and offer them throughout this Lenten season, allowing them to be broken open, that the clutter that may be there is removed, and God's love might fill them to overflowing. In so doing, may we walk the journey of these days, going even with Jesus to Jerusalem, to the cross, and on to the eternal joy of resurrection and eternal life. Amen.